can't you do it like me? But 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 can't you do it like me? Does you know what I'm talking about? Show me. Thank you.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. At a self-storage facility in Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey, row after row of storage units are blanketed with solar panels. Steve Potter is with Extra Space Storage, which owns the facility. He says buildings like storage facilities, big box stores, and warehouses often have huge open rooftops that can be ideal for solar. Using that space for solar can be especially valuable near urban areas where vacant land is scarce.
You're not eating up that ground to put solar panels on. You're using space that's already being used for something else.
His company has installed solar panels on more than 800 of its facilities to offset the building's electricity use. But at Egg Harbor and eight other New Jersey facilities, Extra Space Storage leases its rooftops to Solar Landscape, a company that runs community solar projects. The arrangement gives Extra Space Storage another source of revenue while helping provide affordable clean energy to local households.
It makes us a good community partner, and people want to be involved with us for a longer period of time.
So the sprawling rooftops of commercial buildings can be used to offset companies' own energy needs and help increase community access to solar energy. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Thank you. Are you curious about the latest news in Canadian politics, labor, environment, feminism, and activism? Tune in to Rabble Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM to hear the latest news and stories that matter to you. Rabble Radio is the flagship podcast of Rabble.ca.
This is Bird Note. As the sun sets over New York City, author Helen MacDonald makes her way to the top of the Empire State Building. Not to view the sprawling metropolis, but to take in the wonders of spring migration from an incredible vantage point, high up in the open sky. MacDonald writes in her collection of essays, Vesper Flights, that for every large bird I see, 30 or more songbirds pass over. They're very small. Watching their passage is almost too moving to bear. They resemble stars, embers, slow tracer fire. But her joy is dampened when she notices some of the birds circling endlessly around the building's brilliant beacon. These birds have been attracted to it, she writes. Pulled off course, their exquisite machinery overwhelmed by light, leaving them confused and in considerable danger. After being mesmerized in this way, some birds drag themselves free and continue their journey. Others don't. Turning off the blaring lights of city skylines and even suburban homes can help protect migratory birds at night. For resources on how to reduce light pollution and forecast bird migration in your region, start at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel.
CJSF